now. We're going to talk about those Ulster fries we were hearing this morning. Tin tomatoes is something that Anne-Marie Foster, our newsreader today, would add to her plate when it comes to an Ulster fry. This month we'll see various events around the country celebrating the good old Ulster fry, and it will all culminate on Friday the 29th of January with Ulster Fry Day. But what is it for you that makes the perfect Ulster fry? What has to be on it? What shouldn't be anywhere near the plate? Mushrooms, tomatoes, baked beans, 0-30-30-80-55-55. Paula McIntyre is on the line this morning. Paula, good morning to you.
Morning, Joel.
I'm going to ask Liam to talk to us first here, Paula. Stay on the line. I want you to listen to this because he feels that I may need your support here. He feels I have committed blasphemy by saying that I should include a pancake. Liam, I can't have a fry without a pancake.
Well, I have serious doubts about the culinary taste of BBC staff.
Oh, come on.
After listening to you talking about pancake or crumpets, as the old term is, and the other woman talking about tin tomatoes.
Well, I agree with that.
Come on now.
A fried pancake is lovely.
No, you should be brought in front of the High Court, Joel, and tried for contempt. Seriously, there's no place for pancakes in an Ulster fry. Ulster fry comprises of tatty bread, soda bread, egg, bacon, and sausages.
Nothing else.
Well, no, yes, you can add it, but that's the core elements of it. You can't have an Ulster fry without them, their core elements.
Would you ever put anything else on your plate along with those cores, Liam?
Yes, of course.
What do you like sort of to help enhance it?
Well, at a stretch, I like whenever you get a good black pudding, that enhances it. I would add mushrooms and fried tomatoes. And for to entice the young ones into appreciating Ulster fries, I would add beans because the young ones like beans on it.
I can't believe you're telling that I've committed blasphemy, and then you go and say you throw beans on the plate.
No, I wouldn't take beans myself personally, but to entice the young people into appreciating the value and the delights of the Ulster fries, then yes, I would include baked beans just to get them stated.
Paula, give us the definitive here.
Liam had me there until he started about the beans. I don't care. There's no excuse for beans in an Ulster fry, ever. But I agree with that. I'm surprised that Anne-Marie Foster.
Yeah.
Is there anything worse than a hot tin?
I'm telling you, I was phoning Keith Burnside to see if we could get him in for 10 o'clock after that.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. I'm with you in the pancake, Joel, actually. I think, because the pancakes, I think a pancake has a place in an Ulster fry.
I'll tell you better than that, Paula. Given the choice, I would even go a pancake over a bit of potato bread.
No, Liam's right. You have to have the soda bread. We're going to give you the pancake. Maybe I'm going to give you the pancake, but beans and hot tin tomatoes, definitely not. So,
no.
But you know what, Joel? The whole thing about the Ulster fry too is about the it's about the ingredients, it's about the quality of the bread, it's about the quality of the sausages, the pudding.
What about these people who would grill it, Paula? What do you make of that?
Now I'd rather have it grilled than. Some places you go to and they deep fry the soda bread.
It needs to
be fried in the bacon fat.
Liam, what do you make of this, Liam?
Joel, people who grill fries, there's a place in Crumlin, no jail for them. There's no place in this society for them. But I will tell you, Paula, I can remember my own ma frying apples with the fry as well, years ago. She used to fry apples, but it's not something that I would do, but my own ma used to do it.
I would try that. I mean, pork and apple is nice.
That's right.
So bacon and apple.
Stevie thinks it's all about the sauce, don't you, Stevie?
Definitely. It has to be HP sauce. Doesn't matter what you put on the plate, as long as you have HP sauce to wash it down with.
There's a cell beside Paula, or not Paula, for Anne-Marie, for Stevie. There's no place for sauce.
Any other sort of elements that slip in beside these, what Liam has described for us, Stevie, as the five core elements of the fry? Anything else that you would have on your plate?
Definitely has to be bacon, sausage, a nice runny fried egg, potato bread, soda bread.
That's
black
it.
And white pudding, vegetable roll.
Vegetable roll?
Oh, no. Not vegetable roll.
No mushrooms, no beans.
Right. So black and white pudding and vegetable roll.
Definitely.
Right. Paul, are you not convinced?
No, definitely not vegetable roll. There's no place in that. I'm beginning to come around to Liam's way of putting these people in prison. You know, that's the Crumlin Road, definitely.
So what's this whole thing about this month then, Paula, that you're involved with?
Well, the thing about it is, it's 2016 is the year of food and drink in Northern Ireland.
Uh-huh.
I think each month has a specific theme. This month it's breakfast, so in a celebration of breakfast as well. So there's different events all around the place. And you can go to Food NI website or the Tourism Northern Ireland website, and you can see what's happening. And also you can see where you can get the best of ingredients. So, where you can get really good sausages. I mean, I think the sausages are the key part of it. So, good butcher sausages, nice dry cured bacon, not that horrible cheap bacon, because if you get the dry cured bacon, you get that lovely fat, and that's what you fry your potato bread in or your soda bread in. So it's about that, and a really good egg. Stevie said about the runny egg, but again, it has to be a good quality egg. There's no point in just having any old battery hen egg. A good quality egg, definitely. And I'm all for pudding on it too. Black and white pudding, definitely.
Yes, but the veggie roll, you draw the line.
Oh no, I don't like them. there's so much bad veggie roll out there. I mean, I think there's a couple of really good butchers doing fantastic veggie roll, but you have that in the evening.
Yeah, not the fry.
Mashed potatoes.
Liam, are you away to get the pan out now, are you?
No, I'm just listening to Paula there, and I totally agree with her that I would include black pudding in my five core elements. Definitely a good black pudding, but veg roll should be served to those in the Crumlin Old Jail.
Liam, I think we're going to have you as our Ulster fry czar. People locked up for not having a fry the way they should.